They were migrants. One came from Malta and the other from Yugoslavia. Mm-hmm. And they were really nice people. Good neighbours.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they're not living there now.
How did they find it? How would the woman have found it moving here? She wouldn't have been able to speak much English, I suppose.
Oh, yes. They could both speak English. Uh-huh. They had an accent.
Mm-hmm.
But they could both speak English, and their children were born in Australia.
Oh, right.
And at one time she worked up at the high school. Mm-hmm. And I really don't know how she would have found it.
Would have been quite different living in this sort of fairly rural area as it was then.
Well, before they came to Riverston, they were up at Tamworth and Schofields, which would have been even more country than Riverston.
Mm.
But I'm sure she would have found it different.
Mm.
Used to sometimes tell us about Malta and the war, and it must have been terrible.
I'm probably feeling quite grateful to be able to be here, I guess.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she would have come out, I think, in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. And did you keep any animals? Did we talk about that? I think we were talking about, did you have a cow or anything like that? Or? You didn't have chooks. Well, you had a few, but you don't remember them.
Well, I think my eldest sister had a pet chook, but I don't know how many other chooks. I think they might have had a few chooks.
Mm.
But, no, we never had a cow.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any pets?
No, oh, yes, we had cats. We always had a cat. And at one time we had a dog.
Mm-hmm.
The dog was really my father's dog.
Right. And what about your children? Did they have pets?
Cats. And Diamond.
Diamond the dog.
Diamond the dog. When Beverly moved out of home, she would have been about 18, and she got Diamond as a pup. Oh, and she was a beautiful little black dog. But it was too hard keeping a pup in rented accommodation, because she was at work all day and the dog didn't behave itself. So she sort of brought it up here. Where it has stopped ever since. She wouldn't get it away now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they've always had cats though. Kittens. But Diamond's the first dog.
And what did your daughters go on to do tertiary education, or did they go to business college, or what did they do?
Lynn just learned typing.
Mm-hmm.
And Rosemary went on to, she went to what they call the Institute of Technology, which is now the University of something or other.
Technology,
yeah. Yeah, she did a BA in science, environmental science. But she's doing clerical work now too.
Is she?
Mm-hmm. So, Beverly started to do a tech course, but she gave it up. She's now working as a laboratory technician.
Does she enjoy that?
Yes, she does. Mm-hmm. She likes it.
And what about Rosemary? What does she do?
She's working for the taxation office.
Oh, right.
But she's got a very good position and she enjoys it.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it's not her chosen field,
she's
doing quite well.
Well, I think that we've just about discussed everything that I was planning to ask you about. So after reflecting on your life in the 40s and through the 50s, how do you feel that the suburbanisation has affected this area, you know, the population expansion and the build-up of housing and so forth?
Well, I think there's a lot more crime.
Do you? Mm-hmm.
Not particularly in this area, because we've been very lucky against that, but you sort of have the feeling that things aren't as secure as once they used to be.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose you have to lock up more carefully,
do
you?
Oh, you do. Mm-hmm. You know, before you go out now, you lock up and one time you'd probably leave the back door open and go down to talk to your neighbours or something. Well, you just don't do that now. Mm-hmm. If you're going away, you just shut the door. And
mm-hmm.
You just have the feeling that things aren't as secure as they could be.
And
I was going to say, even when you go out on the trains, I mean, travelling on trains is just part of everyday life to us.
Mm.
But I wouldn't be at all happy now coming home on the train in the night.
No.
Whereas once we used to do it without even thinking twice about it.
Yeah. And what about the, have many old buildings been demolished to make way for modern buildings in this area?
Well, there's still quite a lot of old buildings around the area. Mm-hmm. And I think the modern buildings have just more or less grown up in between.
Right, so there
has the town area, though, some of the old ones have been knocked down. And some of the others have just been modernised on top of it, sort of thing.
So you don't have this feeling that you've lost a lot of the old heritage, that, you know, the old buildings have been bulldozed for, as they have in some of the other areas.
Oh, well, the old pub has been bulldozed.
Has it?
That, I think, could have been a heritage building because it had the wrought iron railings and everything around it. But that was just demolished.
And what's replaced that?
Well, nothing at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of just an empty block. They did build another hotel next to it, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the new hotel is just a brick building. It has no character or anything.
That's a shame, isn't it? Charming old.
But we're lucky we still have the churches
and
a couple of the really old places in the town. Well, the Riverston Blacktown Museum is where the original school was.
Oh, yes.
So that's still here, which is very good.
And what about the traffic? That's a lot busier than it was.
Much busier, yes. And going through the main street of town now, it can be quite hectic at times.
Mm.
Yes, it's much, much more traffic.
And do you find shopping these days, how does that compare to shopping when, you know, in the late 40s and the early 50s?
Well, I suppose having Jewels here, it's probably a lot easier for us in one way. And yet it's not so much easier because you've got to do it all yourself.
Yes. There's more to choose from, I guess.
There's more to choose from.
More effort.
But at one time you could go down the street and leave your order and have it delivered.
Mm.
Well, you can still do that with Jewels if you pay a couple of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But most people don't.
Mm.
Just go in and push it out yourself. And, but I don't enjoy shopping. I don't think shopping's very enjoyable.
Mm. Did you find it enjoyable in the earlier days?
It seemed to be more of a leisurely thing, I think, because you could always find someone to talk to. And as I say, we used to often stop at Mum's halfway and do the shopping and have afternoon tea or morning tea or something.
And you don't find people visit as much these days, visit each other? And
oh no, because most people are at work.
Mm-hmm. So how do you think it is for young people in the area now, bringing up children, compared to young mothers?
I think it must be very difficult. We have a preschool in the town now. But I never felt the need for a preschool. When my kiddies were little, they always had somebody to play with.
Mm. And you were always at home?
Well, I was at home, yes. But they'd go across the road to play, or they'd go down the back to play. And when you ask what they played and what they did, it's hard to remember. In the summer, they had their paddle pools and they had their dolls and toys and the sand pit and, a swing.
Mm.
Just things like that at home. So I think they probably had a better time than the little ones now.
What do the little ones now do? I mean,
watch television as far as I can hear. And I think that's terrible.
Yes, they seem to not be so good at making their own fun as they were, because when you had to improvise a little bit more.
Mm. Oh, no, I don't think television's good for them at all. Oh, my kids watch television. We got television about 1963 or 62 or 63. And they watch television, but not all the time. But nowadays it seems to be television and videos.
Yes.
And wherever the little ones go, they go in the car.
It's a different way of life.
Oh, it is. I heard the other day that somebody said that children under 8 shouldn't be out on the road on their own. Well, that's terrible, isn't it? I mean, my 5-year-olds, once they got used to the route, walked to school and walked home. But now there's so much traffic around and so many strange people.
That's right.
So yeah. I think they miss out a lot.
Well, would you say that they don't have the same sense of freedom these days?
I wouldn't think so.
No. And there's not the same space.
Well, I suppose people still have their backyards.
But not the paddocks to
no, not the
ride
paddocks
a horse
to
in. And what about industry in the area? How has that changed?
It's grown a lot. The industrial area up at Vineyards now has so many factories that I wouldn't know half of them. But when we were young, it was just the meatworks and the shops mainly in the area. You had to go away to work.
To work. Mm-hmm. And what was in Vineyards then before the industry?
Bush.
Just bush. Yeah. Were there lots of market gardens around it and orchards or what was
orchards.
The name?
Orchards. My grandparents, my mother's parents had orchards.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of orchards around. Mm-hmm. And then the market gardens seemed to come. I believe a lot of the migrants had market gardens around the area, but now a lot of them have gone for housing. They've just started to build houses here, there and everywhere.
And it's still growing a lot, isn't it, this area?
Well, Riverston itself, I think, has more or less stopped because there's a limit to the land. But once you get into Schofields and Quakers Hill, oh, that's terrible. Nothing but hundreds and hundreds of little houses, and it used to be just bush. And I think we're going to notice the effect of that.
Yes.
You know, just going out on the roads now, going to Blacktown, where we do most of our extra shopping, just in Blacktown. But I think it's just, it's going to be too overgrown. But land in Riverston is, there's not much spare land left in Riverston.
So how do you feel about that? About
oh, I wish it had stopped as it was.
Do you?
Small. No, there's too much traffic, too much noise. And I think even now you notice the traffic down the street. It's just so busy. And the parking area, dual have a parking area more or less of their own, it's nearly always full. So it's just a gradual build-up of people and cars.
So Riverston's more or less full up, you'd say.
I think so, because if you look at it, Riverston is sort of a little area on its own.
Yes. And I suppose it once had a village, a feeling as if it was a village.
Yes, I think so. With its little shopping area and the churches and the schools. Well, now see the schools, the high school brings in students from the whole area and it's just sort of opened up so much. But it has changed.
And would you think, say for the better or for the worse?
Oh, well, I suppose I couldn't say for the worse. It's developed. That's just natural. But it doesn't have its quiet little country feeling anymore.
It's just changed.
It's just growing.
Okay, well thank you very much. I think that's covered everything now. Thanks very
much. I don't know whether that's going to be much help for you. It's not terribly exciting.